21st, 2018, at 7 o'clock, and I'm calling this public hearing to order. Present this evening are council members Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hanem, Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Lutke, Mr. Richardson, and myself, Mary Westfall. Additionally, from administration is the law director, Mrs. Brining, service director, Mr. Aller, economic development director, Mr. Sandford, Chief Rodas, clerk of council, Mrs. Booker, and also joining us this evening is Mayor Stow. At this hearing, we will welcome public comment on proposed ordinance number 20-2018, requesting an amendment to Part 11 of the Planning and Zoning Code of Codified Ordinances of Sylvania by amending Section 1166.07, Standards for Permitted Signs. On April 16th of 2018, the Sylvania City Council referred this ordinance to the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission. They reviewed this on May 15th, 2018, and the commission voted to approve the amendment as presented and requested. So this meeting is to take public comment. We do have two people here present in the audience. I don't know if you're here to comment on behalf of this. No, you're welcome to. Well, we're glad you're here, and there's no public comment here, no one present to make public comment. So certainly we'll open up to council members if there's any other comments from them. I did have one question, and perhaps Mrs. Brining can, or Mr. Lutke could help respond to this. Is there any clarifying language for people who would have the opportunity to post this sign, or can anybody make this request now and post this sign? Is it limited to nonprofits or to local businesses or?
Sorry. Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. This is, they still have to go through the same permitting process, so the same criteria that apply for the banner location down by Tony Paco's and Wendy's, those same criteria apply for this new, for the new sign location. It does have to be community purpose. You're testing me. I don't remember them all off the top of my head, but it can't be just anyone.
Probably a nonprofit.
And yes.
You cannot use it to get more people to come into the appliance center.
Right. And those permits also come to council for city council approval individually. Each banner application goes through, there's two processes. We had to provide for them to be able to be hung in the downtown, and then they still have to go through the permitting process, and those are reviewed and considered by city council individually.
Yeah, and if I could say, Mary, I've chatted with Leslie about this a bit, and this is obviously a fairly rigorous process, even without having to make the change that we're doing. And I think we feel that there is a precedent now set that council will use scrutiny and a fairly exhaustive process to review each one of these individually. It's not a rubber stamp, so clearly in Lord's case there was a high level of community purpose. This was accomplished, as many of you know, not without a significant amount of compromise, right? We had to work closely with the chamber. We had to work closely with our own internal people to get this approved. And I would assume that the same level of scrutiny will be given to any other applicants to come forward. So hopefully the difficulty of getting it done will be a deterrent to those folks that are frivolous or not acting within the intent of the legislation.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from council?
Yes, I know Lord's had three different banners they wanted to put up throughout the year. Is each one of those going to come, go through that process? And going forward, then anyone's banner that they want, we don't just say, yes, you can put up a banner. The specific looking banner has to come. Okay, thank you.
Very good. Any other comments? Okay, hearing none. I know we've had one other individual join us. Are you here, excuse me, ma'am, are you here for comment on the legislation this evening for the signs?
No, I'm here
okay.
For the 7:30.
Perfect. Thank you so much. It's not necessary to take any action. However, it does seem as though there's no comment for or against this. If we would like to advance this to City Council this evening, I believe we could do that with a motion.
Mrs. Westfall, I'd like to make a motion to do so, please.
So it's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 20-2018 be advanced to council for consideration this evening.
Second.
Oh, okay, it's been moved and seconded again. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And so we'll take this to city council this evening. Thank you very much, and this public hearing stands adjourned. Thank you.